Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winski Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winski Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskiBrothers.com. Winski Brothers, because size definitely matters.
You may think that performance enhancement drugs can help you hit the ball harder. You may think they can help you throw the ball farther. You may think they make you bigger, stronger, and more attractive to the scouts, to the fans, and maybe even to yourself. The thing performance enhancement drugs won't make you is a champion. To do that, you have to reach higher. At the Indiana High School Athletic Association, we're committed to making sure today's teenage athletes understand the dangers of using performance enhancement drugs. They don't make it easier to improve your skills. They don't make you stay later and work harder. They don't help you reach higher and become a champion. You can only do that for yourself. Oh, and they're also illegal. Reach higher. This message is brought to you by the IHSAA, inviting student athletes, parents, and fans alike to reach higher and help bring out the best in their communities.
Gracias por sintonizarnos otra vez. Ya saben qué tiempo es.
You know what that means. Ahora Clinton County is back. And this Sunday, it's time for Clinton County Now, also known as
Ahora Clinton County,
with your host, Monica Zarate, and special guests, Anthony Velos, Elvia Mora, and Edith Garcia, from noon to 1 every Sunday. Todos los domingos desde el mediodía hasta la una de la tarde.
Este programa es designado para traerle noticias y información para la comunidad latina en Frankfort y a las áreas alrededores.
Brought to you by Vierix Fine Jewelry in Lafayette.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
WILO weather for all of North Central Indiana. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 87. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 62. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high near 86. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Back now on Inside the Huddle, quarter number three. We just talked to Clinton Central football coach Jeremy Finley, and now we move to the Carroll Cougars coach, Blake Betzner. Coach, great win last night.
Yeah, thank you. It was a fun game to coach and watch, and I'm sure play in. So it was a good night.
Well, I wanted to start off with the start of your game. You guys won the toss, you deferred, and then pretty much an onside kick for you guys. Was that something that was planned, or was that something that Eli kind of just hit a low zinger and it got a lucky bounce?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. if you talk to the coaching staff, there's definitely not playing. You talk to Eli, he had that figured out. Well, that's what I told people. You know, it's a big game. You know, he's a soccer kid. You know, there's not a lot of time when you have the place was packed last night. It was a tremendous atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
It was great for the kids. So thankful for the community, both sides. They just came out and supported their teams. But you know it's a big game when a guy that kicks the end zone almost every single time hit a guy in the face, on the front. So you just kind of knew the nerves were going last night. So, no, it definitely wasn't planned, but we'll take it.
Absolutely. And you talked about it. That place was packed. Obviously a big rivalry, the Bacon Bowl. What a great environment for high school football on a Friday night.
Yeah, they can't beat it. You know, we've played in some regional games, and that's why I tell the kids, you got two games a year or three games, whatever. It depends on how far you go in the tournament. But you're going to get the Delphi game, and it's going to be packed no matter what. And then if you get far enough, it'll be packed again. But not many times is it going to be packed when it's nice and 75 degrees out and you can really enjoy it. Usually it's when it's packed, it's about 10 degrees out and everybody's freezing. So, yeah, it was just a great atmosphere. I couldn't be happier with our guys and how they dealt with some things that happened. And, yeah, just really thrilled for the community, honestly. It's just a great thing for both our schools, Delphi and Carroll, to come together like that and see one of those kind of games. It was a lot of fun.
And congratulations on that win last night. The skillet just absolutely huge from someone originally from the Kokomo area. That was just an absolutely wonderful thing to see, all the players taking pictures with it. One thing that you talked about, Coach, when we were talking with you, I want to say a day or two before, is Aiden Wiles. And one thing that really stuck out to me is how you said that you got to get him to believe in believing. Kind of talk about that, because Mr. Wiles had well over 200 yards last night and four touchdowns. So the what have you been whispering in his ear, and can you kind of share some of that with us?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of whispering. We were in the Taylor first half game. He was running high, not running with his pads down. I mean, I was just letting him have it. And the second half, he just took off. It just like it clicked. You know, he's a sophomore that, you know, didn't play last year, didn't play any varsity last year. So first couple games, he's just getting used to playing varsity football. And then the second half of the Taylor game, you saw it. And then last night, you're like, oh, that, you know, he's there now. And he's the guy that I thought he was going to be. And I didn't know when it was going to happen, but yeah, it's hit, and he's going to be a special, special player for us. So good for him. I mean, he's put the work in. He can, I mean, he can squat a car. If you see his legs, they're, I mean, he's put the work in to be able to do what he's doing on a Friday night. So I'm just really, really pleased with it. And just a phenomenal young man, just a great kid. So it's really nice when you see kids like that have success, that have worked hard and are just great kids.
Well, one thing that was especially true on that, it was intimidating just telling him that he won player of the game. But one thing that I really liked is that he called all of his offensive line over to get in the picture with him. Kind of talk about the offensive line, because I think those are kind of the unsung heroes of the Carroll Cougar running game a lot of the time.
And they're the ones that take them, you know, it's funny, you know, I was an offensive lineman. And if you've been an offensive lineman, you kind of just understand it. When things aren't going well, everything's your fault. And when things are going well, you know, Aiden Wiles gets player of the game. So that's just the way it is for those guys. So last year we were really, really good up front. We were big and mauled people. We won the line of scrimmage all the time. And this year's been a little bit different early. We've had trouble winning the line of scrimmage, but they've just kept working, and we've kept switching guys around. And eventually, you know, the last couple games, I think we've really started to win the line of scrimmage, and they're just going to keep getting better and better. So I'm really happy with that group. But it's going to, just like everything, when you we've talked about it a lot of times, when you have 22, 23 seniors, it's going to take a few weeks to get them in the right spots and doing what they know they can do. So yeah, offensive line's worked hard, and I'm really proud of those guys.
And speaking of at halftime, you guys were down a point. What exactly did you say to the guys in the locker room? Because not that you want to be down or anything, but I think as a coach, it kind of allows the guys to almost kind of come back to the forum where it's like, hey, you could get beat. We're not just going to walk in with Carroll on our chest and be able to dominate every single time. So kind of talk about being down at halftime and what you said to the guys in the locker room.
I think it's one of the best things to happen to us. I really do. Some of the roadblocks we've had this year has been great. You know, before every, you know, halftime of every game, almost I've ever been part of, there's always a lot of like, okay, coaches kind of meet, what do we got to change, what are we going to look at? The last couple of years, we haven't had a lot of that. We've been up, you know, there's games where, okay, we'll just keep doing what we're doing. There's really nothing to change, but, you know, it was great. You know, you saw all those little groups of people fixing things and changing things and talking about things. And we were, coaches had to coach and players had to change, you know, our, you know, initial game plan. And it was good for the kids. And it was great to see them come out and do some of those things after half, because I thought we pretty much dominated the second half, and we probably should, you know, we I think it was three times we were inside the five, we didn't score. So it's one of those things, like, you know, physically, and we moved the ball no problem the second half, we just couldn't get the points on the board. So yeah, halftime was definitely different Friday, and I think that's a good thing for everybody.
Well, we talked earlier this week, and you said special teams was going to be kind of key in this game, because both teams had good offenses and good defenses, so special teams is going to be key. It was really the special teams and defense throughout especially the first three quarters, that really made a big difference for you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we got two turnovers on special teams. One of them, you know, again, the first kickoff was not something we planned on, but the blocked punt, they got us down, I don't know, about the 7-yard line, allowed us to score there. So yeah, we hit them hard. We got to win. So we got to win two of the three if we're going to have success. We got to win offense, defense, or special teams. And if you lose two of those, it's over. So we hit special teams very, very hard.
Absolutely. And talk about that drive in the fourth quarter that all but iced that game. You guys got the ball with around 8 minutes to go, and you just marched down the field. Aiden Wiles and Emery Deaton as well. Emery Deaton had some outstanding runs getting the ball and getting it to the outside. What was the message to that team right before that drive? Because that game was still a game at that point. 11 points is still a two-possession game, and they had some quick stops on you guys earlier in the game. What was the message to the team right before that drive?
Yeah, physically win up front. If we can handle them up front, we're going to keep getting first downs, and we're going to just keep the clock moving. I thought we did a good job of clock management there. We didn't get out of the huddle until about 8 seconds. So, I mean, our guys understood it. They've been in that situation, and they were able to not get penalties. I think that was the big thing for us this week. We didn't have very many penalties, and that's something that's killed us in the past, where it kills drives. And we were a lot cleaner this week. So that drive was really clean until we fumbled it. But, I mean, yeah, we knocked off like a six-minute drive down to, I don't know what it was, about the 10, 12-yard line. So that was a huge drive for us. That kind of put it away.
What is it? What is it about a penalty that can deflate a drive like that? I know that there might be somebody complaining or something like that, saying, "Oh, just get over it" and everything. But go into the mental game of how a penalty like that can deflate the drive, because I think it's something that's kind of misunderstood by a lot of the casual football fans.
Well, it just takes you out of your complete game plan. So if you get a three-yard run. You know, and you're second and seven, but it's a holding. So now you're second and 10 or first and 20. And, you know, it just changes what you do. So you throw the ball that time to try to get some of that yards back. Now it's second and 20. So, I mean, it instantly takes you out of your whole game plan as a play caller. So penalties are killers. And then defensively, I do the defense. So whenever they get a penalty, it's almost like they don't have a chance to get a first down now, because are put behind the sticks, and it's really hard to make up those yards against a good defense. It's hard enough to get a first down in 10 yards, so if you add any of that to it, it makes it really hard. And then you start doing stuff you're just not real comfortable with, and things that you don't want to do. You want to do them, but you don't want the other team to know that you're about to do them. So I think that's the hardest part.
Well, your fourth straight Bacon Bowl win. Talk about what it was like for those seniors. Now, you talked about it all week. Those seniors haven't lost to Delphi yet, and now they'll go out of their high school careers undefeated against the Oracles. What was that like for your seniors last night?
Well, we kind of hit it from the other side. What do you think their seniors think? They do not want to go out all 4 years never beating Carroll football. They don't want to be that team that's known for that. And they came out and played like that. They played with their hair on fire. They were physical. They had a lot of really good things going for them. Jacob does a great job over there. I consider him one of my good friends. And they do things the right way. I really appreciate the Delphi Oracles. They do a lot of nice things. So, but I told the guys, like, you can do something no one's ever done here. You know, we won a state championship. We've won their runners-up 1 year. But no one has ever been able to go to Delphi or come here and win that Skillet four times in a row. And that's just a testament to them, because – you know, you're going to have bad games, especially against county rivals. And the first year we played them, we won 9-0 when they were freshmen, and it was a battle. It was a bloodbath. And then the next 2 years, if you watch the first half, it was tight every year. You know, we eventually pulled away in the second half, but in the first in the middle 2 years between the first and last, I mean, they were tight games going in the third quarter. It wasn't like we just came out and won by 45 and moved on. I mean, every game we play there, we know what it's going to be. It's going to be a fun night for everybody, and it's going to be a different football game. You can take that score and just throw it away, because, I mean, it doesn't matter records. You can throw them all away, because it's going to be a dogfight in that game.
Well, absolutely. Once again, congratulations on the win. Just real quickly, you got Eastern coming up, and as you start to game plan for them, what can we expect next week in your matchup against Eastern?
Yeah, I got to get better in defensive stuff. You know, I was really disappointed. We gave up, so we were third and 20 or something. We gave up about a 45-yard pass play that they would have been punting, and I think that was a huge game changer. We let number four get behind us, which was a really good player, but that was a game changer. And then they scored with 40 seconds left to go in the half and 23 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter, when we were kind of in prevent defense, and So we just got to get better at some of those things. You know, in high school, you don't play a lot of prevent defense. That doesn't usually happen. So we weren't very good at it, and I'll take all the blame for that. I got to prepare our kids better for those kind of situations. But yeah, you know, defensively, we held them to 7 points, other than two, prevent defense type things. So again, I know Eastern is going to have a lot of passing games, so we're going to have to figure some things out this week.
Well, once again, congratulations on winning the Bacon Bowl, and good luck next week in your matchup against Eastern. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Well, we'll take a short break. Remember, Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Winsky Brothers, and you're listening to the third quarter, fourth quarter coming up.
Winsky Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winsky Brothers, inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or visit WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Mr. Crosley, your passion and enthusiasm for teaching history taught me valuable life lessons.
Like what, Carrie?
The importance of dedication, commitment, showing up every day. And those lessons helped me in the classroom and on the softball field. I'm Carrie Rosati, IHSAA Assistant Commissioner, and this is Pat Crosley, my mentor from Roncalli High School.
As an educator, I always care about the whole student, from their academic success to their character development to their athletic performance. That's why I love supporting students outside the classroom at athletic events.
It showed me you really cared about me as a person, not just as a student. Having devoted coaches and teachers like you taught me accountability and motivated me in both my schoolwork and athletics. I showed up every day because you did the same for me.
Thanks, Carrie. We can all support hardworking teachers and coaches by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is meaningful mentorship. This is life-changing leadership. This is your IHSAA.
Be more wild. Are you tired of sitting around at home this summer? Bring your family and come down to the African Safari Wildlife Park located in Port Clinton, Ohio. We have giraffe, zebra, bison, and much more. So skip the lines at the amusement park and come experience the safari for yourself. Are you tired of the normal zoo experience? Looking for an exciting way to see animals up close? Take Route 2 to the Route 53 North exit and follow the signs. Just 17 miles west of Cedar Point via Route 6. Open every day, rain or shine.
Fourth quarter now, Inside the Huddle. You're listening to Inside the Huddle here on WILO 96.9, 1570 AM, and Boone 102.7. Sam Wirt alongside Kyle Etherington as we move on to Rossville football, Rossville soccer, I should say, with head coach Evan North. Evan, how are you doing?
Doing pretty well. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Well, Coach, it's great to have you on, and we've talked a lot of football this year on Inside the Huddle as we try to talk about some other sports in the county. It's really nice to hear a voice from Rossville. Obviously, we have our own Kyle Etherington here on the board and in the studio, but it's nice to have somebody from Rossville on to really talk some more county sports. Coach, you still there?
Well, my apologies, sir. I think I accidentally muted you with my cheek there while I had you in my ear. First time doing this kind of thing.
All good, all good. So, Coach,
and I'd recognize. Oh, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine, Coach. Just talk about your season so far. How long have you been coaching soccer at Rossville?
This is my first year coaching the boys' soccer program at Rossville. I was an assistant coach on the staff of Coach Devin Mickle of the girls' squad last year, and that was a great experience. But someone who I consider a true legend of the school, Joel Wilson, retiring as the head boys soccer coach last year when that opportunity arose, I kind of threw my name into the hat, as you might say, and was lucky enough to come down with the job. So this is my first year in the head coaching role here and feel very lucky to have it.
Well, I love that. Talk about coming into that, your first year as the head coach. Talk a little bit about your prep in preseason and how the first half of the season has gone so far.
Well, preseason was a little bit tricky. Mr. Etherington knows this very well, but probably my second week of coaching, I actually ended up breaking a leg in practice. And after that, I kind of turned it over to the hands of my wonderful assistants, by the way, who were in the staff of Coach Wilson for many years, Bailey Spear, Noah Spear, Gabe Spear, Brooks Brown and a new addition to our staff in Ross Clifford have really helped me out in that regard. So preseason, it was mainly just kind of establishing that we set the same expectations. We know with a younger group, we're not going to have the same results early on in the year that we might have had in previous seasons, but at the end of the year, we know building together, working together, we ultimately have the same goal in mind, and if anything, we want to do it for Coach Wilson. We want to try to bring the success to Rossville that it truly deserves. The first half of the year has not been great as far as record goes, but I've seen growth along the way. I've seen a lot of positivity. We have some great leaders, some great underclassmen who really bring that desire, that drive to work every single day, and just grateful to have this opportunity to work with them all because this is a special squad, and I think going forward we're going to have some really positive results.
Coach, you talked about some great leaders, both as seniors and also some underclassmen. What are, better yet, who are some of those leaders that you've really been impressed with their leadership qualities so far this year?
Oh, most definitely. Well, first and foremost, I have to mention our captain. Well, we have three, but he was the one that we kind of unanimously appointed captain as coach. Lucas Saylor is phenomenal. I mean, I went to school with his brother, so I kind of knew the Saylor work ethic coming into this. They're a legendary athletic family in Rossville, and Lucas has been there every single day that he can when he's not doing other stuff because the kid is very proactive in Rossville all around. They're a great family. He's a great kid. Liam Anderson, phenomenal. Another example where I've kind of known of him for a long time. It's funny because I remember him being a little kid when I went to school with his brother, but now he's captaining the team. Scored a hat trick the other night against Northmont, even though the result was not what we ultimately would have wanted. He did phenomenally well. Underclassman-wise, Rylan Moez is a great kid. He runs cross-country and plays soccer, and he's always there. He was the one kid who showed up every day over the summer for weights, training, running, no matter how tough he knew it was going to be. He was there every single day. And I think Caleb Landis and his younger brother, Ethan Landis, are going to be some very special faces of this program going forward. They're very talented. They have great work ethic. And they lead by example, by voice, by just about anything you can think of. They're exactly what you'd want in captains.
And one thing that I've noticed, especially getting out to watch the soccer team play, is the Landis brothers, they're not afraid of contact. Is that just those two, or does that extend to other players as well? Because it's almost as if, not that they go looking for contact, but they almost embrace the contact in soccer.
I would say they definitely come into it knowing that that's going to be a possibility. You know, soccer kind of has this reputation, and I wish it was more popular around here. Of course, I know football and basketball are the enormous sports, and who could fault us for that? I mean, it is Hoosier country, but at the same time, I do wish soccer was a bit more prominent in that regard of being a physical contact sport. Like when you're driving into the box and you know that there's a couple of very aggressive, probably upperclassmen, probably bigger sized as far as height goes, center backs looking to chop your legs out from under you. Yeah, you got to know you're looking to take a hit in that instance, and especially Caleb on the back line there. You know, there's a lot of strikers, for example, Mr. Falkenberg over at Carroll, who is a phenomenal player. I think he's going to have a tremendous future ahead of him no matter where he decides he's going to go, and his father is a wonderful coach, very nice man as well, by the way. Like Caleb, when he knows he's going to encounter contact like that in the box, he knows he's going to have to be ready to take a hit. So I would say, yeah, when they take a little bump from someone who's a bit more their size, shall we say, yeah, they're absolutely ready to take that head on. And I always tell them, you know, keep it clean, always. But at the same time, as long as it's within the bounds of the game, as long as they're not actually fouling anybody, in which case they come to the bench, yeah, they're absolutely ready to take that head on, and something we try to teach.
Well, Coach, you've talked about maybe the results aren't exactly what you guys have hoped for, but your team has definitely showed a lot of improvement, especially in the last couple of games against Northmont and Tri-Central. You had one of your best performances against Northmont, ultimately losing 6-5, but talk about the improvement you guys have seen in your squad across the year.
I think a big part of it was just getting our entire team, A, back together, and B, new additions that have come in along the way. For example, we have a Isaac Thompson-Smith on the roster, Braylon Burke on the roster. They have not really played soccer prior to this year, which you wouldn't be able to tell it by looking at them because they always work tremendously hard. But when you have new athletes on the team, they improve every single step along the way. I think that's been a big part of it. They're ready to log big minutes. We have Leif Eller, who was a bit of a late addition to the squad, who I think has been tremendous along the way, and a sophomore as well, so still a very young talent. In addition to that, we've kind of been forced into experimenting along the way. In the game against Northmont, we kind of talked to our guys in the first half. That wasn't really the sort of performance that we wanted. But in the second half, kind of through a freak sort of injury, our captain kind of ended up with a bit of a injury to start off the second half. So we subbed Carter Tharp back into goal, who, you know, he's played goalie in his past, and he's tremendous at it. Lucas ended up subbing up into midfield, and we scored a quick goal. Liam got another goal, and we actually did win 2-0 in the second half. I wish that we could have won the entire game, but, you know, Northmont played a tremendous game, so congratulations to them in the meantime. I think that a big part of it has just been the experimentation we've been forced into. You know, Coach Noah Spear has done a great job of trying to sift out where individual guys can fit the best who maybe haven't played before, and I think Coach Noah, Coach Bailey's guidance, and of course, Coach Ross stepping in the meantime have been tremendous at overseeing this process, because I think a big part of it was just figuring out how do we go forward, what's the best formation, how can we adapt this talent and adapt our formation to best suit it, and I think that we're setting ourselves up very well for a second half of the season.
And Liam Anderson got a hat trick in that. Now, Liam's mostly a defenseman, if I'm correct. Is that correct, Coach?
That is correct.
Okay.
He has been in the past.
Okay. Three goals from a defenseman. A lot of the casual observers might say, wait a minute, he plays defense. How is he scoring three goals in a game? Kind of talk about how he might be able to get on a long run or be able to get those opportunities for those goals. Because when you think defense, you don't want goals being scored for defense in many ways.
Generally, you don't. A big part of it was, essentially last year, Liam was still an underclassman. And so this year, my thinking at the start of the season, the preseason, was he was going to be playing center back again. But then I'll give credit to Coach Noah and Coach Bailey, because they kind of said, you know, he's more of a CDM player, and I kind of saw that as well. So that's where we've been playing him for most of the year, as a central defensive midfielder. But, you know, we have a lot of good center backs, Will Roberts, Ben Gokenauer, Nathan Freeman, who can release those long passes to sort of release him on long runs. But I think a big part of it in the future, assuming we decide to go down this route, because I do like to run a very democratic coaching staff, is I think that we could potentially run Tharp back at goal and potentially put Liam in a more upfront position, because I think he has very good link-up play with Lucas Saylor. I think that his instincts are tremendous. Liam is just one of those athletes where, you know, he's kind of a thoroughbred. You can play him anywhere, and he's absolutely going to excel. I think if we played him at striker, he would do great. I think if you played him at right mid, he would do great. I just think that his dribbling instincts, his trickery, if you will, on the ball is so great that he's going to score no matter where you put him.
Well, Coach, once again, we appreciate you joining us today on Inside the Huddle. This is kind of the last question. You talked a little bit about hoping to grow the game here in Clinton County and the surrounding counties. And one way we would love to do that is just get people to know about when you guys are playing and get people out to watch on games. So talk about some of the rest of your games this season and some opportunities for people to come out and watch Rossville play.
Absolutely. I will go ahead and pull up the exact calendar so I can make sure I'm not misquoting the times. I know we've had a couple of games that have had to be rescheduled for weather purposes and things of that nature. But the big one I would encourage people, if you're a fan of Rossville soccer or any of the boys I've mentioned, is definitely come out to senior night. That's going to be a big thing. We are looking forward to hosting Delphi. I know that you were talking about their football program not long ago, and definitely a great game. But we are going to be, my apologies, wrong thing. And again, my apologies. This is my first time doing this.
You're
kind
all good.
Of thing.
You're all good.
It's okay, right, man. I know where your classroom is, so you're okay.
You do indeed. Shout out to Mr. Etherington. That guy is a great social studies teacher, great colleague. 5:30 at, we are going to be hosting, oh, 5 o'clock, actually, Delphi at home on Tuesday, October 1st. That's going to be our senior night. We're going to be having all of our seniors be honored, and I think that that's a big game for us. You know, obviously, Rossville and Delphi are very close. A lot of the boys know each other, so there's going to be a lot of interactions between the two in a friendly way. If you're in the Lafayette area and you're curious about seeing our team at all, we are visiting Lafayette Central Catholic on Wednesday, September 25th, very, very soon at 5 o'clock. Always love going to CC. It's a great facility, greatly maintained field, and I know the boys are excited for that one. Hoping to potentially get another game rescheduled at some point, but otherwise, you know, sectionals start October 7th. So if you're a Rossville soccer fan, we would really appreciate you coming out those nights, because those are going to be big ones for us.
Well, thank you, Coach, and we thank you for coming on Inside the Huddle today and talking about your program and your team, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks, sir. Greatly appreciated talking with you.
Well, thank you. That's Evan North, head boys soccer coach over at Rossville. That wraps it up for another edition of Inside the Huddle. Join us next week. We'll bring in some other coaches, talk some county sports. We'll be able to talk to head coach James Byers of the Frankfort Hot Dogs. We're going to go down to Lebanon next week for the game of the week. Lebanon versus Frankfort should be a good matchup. Thanks for tuning in. For Kyle Etherington, I'm Sam Wirt, saying so long, everybody.